Welcome to Mindset Monday by the Sales IQ podcast. I'm your host, Luigi Prestonenzi, and I'm here to help you be the best you can be. Everyone has the potential to be the best version of themselves they can be. Sometimes things prevent us from capitalizing on that awesomeness that is sitting dormant inside of you. This podcast is about helping you unlock that potential by focusing on one thing that can help you be the very best you can be. Nothing is impossible. The word itself says impossible. That's a quote by Audrey Hepburn. And why is that my quote for this week? It's one of my favorite quotes because one of the things I've learned working in sales is that potentially the environment you work in can become quite negative. What do I mean by that? You're going to get a lot of rejection. You're going to get a lot of no's. You're going to get a lot of times where even people that you build really great relationships with, for some reason, they ghost you. That can impact the way we feel. Sometimes things that we do that we know deliver us success, sometimes don't. And you don't know why. It's really hard to problem solve going wrong. The environment you're working in can feel quite negative. The negative self-talk can kick in. You can start questioning your capability. That can start impacting your emotions and the way that you feel. So why is that quote that I've said connecting to what I've just sort of shared about the environment that we can find ourselves in? Because that environment is something that you create for yourself. In understanding that there are going to be times where things don't go to plan. There are going to be times when it doesn't matter what we do, the outcome that we seek, the outcome that we work so hard to achieve just doesn't occur. It's the way in which we see things which will help us come from a negative mindset or a positive mindset. And that's the power of affirmations. That's the power of really thinking about statements that help you reframe and change the way you think. And this is something that I'm going to be really relentless in my focus for 2022. I'm starting to do my vision board now. I'm starting to really think about what are the statements that I want to be seeing to help me create my own environment for success. Because ultimately, I can't expect others around me to motivate and lift me up. Yes, I need to create an environment that lift me up and make me feel great. But ultimately, that motivation to continue, that drive, the way in which I think and try to change the way or adapt my thoughts depending on, you know, whether something goes right or wrong, sits with me. I've got to be accountable for that. So I want to make sure that the statements that I surround myself with, the things that are behind me or next to me, or when I'm driving my car in the visor of my car, back of my phone, I want to give myself every opportunity to have a positive statement that reinforces why I'm doing what I'm doing, that keeps me driven, that keeps me focused on seeing the positive. Because again, it's a perspective, right? When somebody doesn't get back to us, it's a perspective. We can look at it to say, well, you know, things are wrong and you can blame other people, or you can kind of go, well, that's okay because of all the great work I've done this year, I've got about 10 or 15 other people just like that that are keen to move forward. So I'm not going to focus my energy on that one person that might have, you know, things might have gone wrong. Might not even be that. Sometimes it's not even things that go wrong. It's just deal slip, right? Things happen. So that's what something I want you to think about moving into 2022. Because at the end of this year, obviously you're probably and hopefully you're thinking about some of your goals, you're reshaping your plans, you're really planning for success from a sales perspective. You're thinking about those activity metrics that you need to be doing each day that's going to help you the long-term outcomes that you're trying to achieve for next year. But there are other things that come as part of that. Think about it. It's like a puzzle, right? I've got my metrics. Great. Creating a really good environment where I'm going to be working from. Great. But what about the other things? What about the affirmation? The positive inputs that I've got to have each and every day to fill that cup, right? And I think one of the things that I've experienced personally through this whole last, you know, nearly 2 years is my cup's been depleted, right? The external environment has really sucked a lot of the positivity out from my cup. I've had to turn off the news. I mean, I watched the news much at all, but I found myself sort of being attracted to the news at some point to keep myself updated with what was happening. I've had to switch that off because I don't want that to kind of deplete my positive energy and those positive things that are sitting within me, because there's so much negativity. I had to delete Facebook because, again, the feed was becoming toxic and quite negative. So there are actions that we can take to ensure that we're kind of changing the balance, yeah? And there are other things that we need to be doing to really create that right positive balance. So the affirmations, yeah, people talk about journaling and all that sort of stuff. That's something I haven't been able to master yet, but I'm going to be looking at working on some journaling next year as well. But the thing that has constantly helped me push through times where things haven't gone to plan are the affirmations. And so my challenge to you this week is, what affirmations are you going to find that really mean something to you? Because different affirmations mean different things to different people. But what are the affirmations you're going to find, and where are you going to put them, right? And how are you going to be to look at them, not just when you need them, but every single day, to kind of really give you the best opportunity? It's kind of like building that layers, those layers of resilience, so that because every day you're conditioning yourself to read something and see an affirmation, that when something negative does come into your zone, all of a sudden it just completely gets outweighed, because you've really given yourself the best shot to remove that negativity before it really impacts your mindset. As we're moving into 2022, we have a really great opportunity to start off, you know, to start on the right foot, to really give ourselves a strong foundation to build on. Because we don't really start without any plan in place, without the foundations, because then before too long, January will turn into February, February will turn into March, and then all of a sudden you're really behind the eight ball, and then your mindset will potentially move into that negative zone, which makes it really hard for you to push through and the journey, because 2022 is going to be an awesome year, experiencing incredible abundance. And it's going to be great, especially coming from the last couple of years that we've experienced. So again, find some messages that really connect with you and put them inside each and every day, so that you can fill your cup and condition your mind to really look at things, you know, from a positive perspective. So if this is a message that resonated with you, or someone you know needs to hear this, please like, rate, and share this content. I create this content to help you be the very best you can be.